Chapter 1, Stress and Modern Life. I'm a teacher. I've been for over 20 years, and every year I experience the same pattern. I begin the school year with much anticipation and excitement. Without fail, I have a hard time sleeping the night before the first day of classes. I'm just too excited. Then the year begins, the first week, second week, third. I encounter the daily drama of teenagers, classroom management issues, and enforcing disciplinary standards. Inevitably, papers and tests in need of grading begin to pile up. There are deadlines, teenagers, parent-teacher conferences, faculty in-serf meetings, teenagers, teaching evaluations, lesson plans, field trip scheduling, staff duties, conference paper presentations, and, of course, teenagers. And inevitably, that excitement which began the school year begins to wane. No, wait, it doesn't wane. It morphs into dread, into downright anxiety. Circumstances begin to overwhelm. Inevitably, at several points throughout the year, I'm stressed out. Stress is an unfortunate characteristic of modern life. Dr. James Dobson was noted for saying, quote, "There are very few certainties that touch us all in this mortal experience, but one of the absolutes is that we will experience hardship and stress at some point," close quote. According to Gordon Conwell theologian David F. Wells, quote, "We today live with more stress, with higher levels of anxiety than any prior generation. We have more people passing through our lives on a daily basis than ever before because of telephone, fax, email, and even television, and yet we are often lonely because so few ever matter to us personally. We often are not rooted in any place, but wander around our society like perpetual migrants, and we may not even have families to which we're connected in any meaningful way."